The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
By the way, 519, they tried that pro-Hamas crap with blocking all the stuff in Florida, too. Police rolled up, issued citations, cleared them out in 15 minutes. They don't play that crap down in Florida. Anyway, <Nope. laughs> not goofing around. Hey, guess what? It's time for Holy Crap at Sports with Pete Davis.
And before we start the sports, we got someone weighing in here. A gentleman, a longtime listener, Wayne, no offense.
Oh, my God.
Says, I didn't think you could get insurrections after having prostate cancer.
Well, very funny. Yeah, you'll get there one day, mister. Yeah, you hope you live long enough to get prostate cancer like me.
We got some sad news, breaking news here, that Ken Holtzman, a great left-hander, has passed away at age 78, pitched a four-time World Series champ.
Yeah.
Played for the A's, the Cubs, of course he didn't win any with the Cubs, Orioles, Yankees, and everything. He was a really good pitcher, really good pitcher.
Didn't he do a lot of broadcasting stuff, or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know what he did after he retired. I just remember watching him pitch.
Yeah, great to watch him pitch.
Braves came off the mat yesterday in Miami, and once again, it was Marcell Ozuna being the hero.
0-2 for Ozuna. Scott set right at the belly. Runners go, 0-2, swung on and a fly ball, deep left field, carrying back, Chisholm to the wall, and it's gone! It's a home run! He did it again!
And especially Ben Ingram, 680 the fan.
An 0-2 pitch? A three-run homer on an 0-2 pitch? I mean, it must have been an awful. He must have losing the grip going down or something on the mound. That's no reason for that coming anywhere near the plate. 0-2?
What did you just say?
No, I see. He probably lost the grip on the ball, I'm guessing, going toward the plate.
You got to turn me on. Marlins reliever Tanner Scott got the best of Marcell Saturday. Got him to hit into that double play in the top of the ninth. But a different story on Sunday. Braves were down to that last strike before the game-winning blast. He also had three hits and four RBIs. Matt Olson, three hits yesterday. Adam Duvall, a homer and two RBI.
Good.
Charlie Morton started, went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 6 earned runs, struck out 8. A.J. Minter, the win. Raisel Iglesias, the save. The Braves took the series, 2 out of 3. Braves in Houston tonight. Darius Vines for Atlanta against Spencer Arrighetti. I've never had arrighetti, but it sounds like a very light pasta dish. Little fettuccine and Alfredo on top of that. Last time the Braves were down there in Minute Maid Park, they won a World Series.
There you go.
So, it's Jackie Robinson Day. On this date, 1947, Jackie made his Major League debut for the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Boston Braves. Mm-hmm. Robinson went hitless, but scored the deciding run in a 5-3 win at Ebbets Field. Mm-hmm. The Braves have a 2-game lead over the Phillies. The Astros are in last place right now in the AL West.
Wow.
That new manager,
really?
Not having a good luck there. Mm-hmm. Scottie Scheffler was the odds-on favorite to win the Masters, but he did not. He dominated the Masters, winning by 4 shots over Ludvig Åberg, who during last year's Masters was still a student at Texas Tech.
Wow.
I have sound of the youngster. I'm the only person who has the sound because I got real close to him, of the youngster psyching himself up on the tee box.
Oh, wow.
This crowd is going deadly silent. Cinderella story out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
He got all of that one.
He sure did. By the way, the young Swede has a lot of fans already. People were really happy to see him walking around. I mean, he's got a great shot. And that's another thing. These pro golfers, if you ever thought you had a chance, not you because you're good, but other people think they had a chance. You ain't got a chance in hell. These guys hit it
so hard and
so far. And you see it live. Once again, it's so much different than seeing it on television.
Yeah. My older brother, Gino, the golf pro, tried to actually qualify for a tournament in Boston. He was on the driving range, practice range, with Chichi Rodriguez and Lee Trevino and Greg Norman, all those guys. And he actually played the first two rounds, and then he realized when he got to, like, the 15th hole, and all of a sudden his putter started shaking, and he couldn't chip anymore, and he realized, you think you're good? You have no idea how good those guys are these days. Just unbelievable.
And after his second green jacket, Scottie Scheffler thanked his maker.
Sitting around with my buddies this morning, I was a bit overwhelmed because I told him, I was like, I wish that I didn't want to win as badly as I do. I think it would make the mornings easier. I love winning. I hate losing. I really do. And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with the lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. And my buddies told me this morning, you know, my victory was secure on the cross. And that's a pretty special feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, he's married to his high school sweetheart. They're expecting their first child, so that's very nice. Very
outstanding. Nice. Just outstanding.
Thank you. Once again, a huge thank you to friend of the show, Bill Sheehan, for showing me all around the course, making sure I didn't croak trying to negotiate the steep hills. Bill's been going to there since he was a kid. He's gone to 66 of them. Says there's no better guy than this guy. He is. Bill is the best. First thing we saw, Tiger Woods struggling to walk up the hill several yards behind the caddies. And you just see right there, he's never going to win this again.
This is Pete Davis's first introduction to walk onto the Masters territory, and he walks into Tiger Woods walking down the fairway.
He's right there. It's unbelievable. It's no better. And Urban Meyer was there. Somebody was going,
really?
Hey, you know, I'm still a Buckeye. I turned around and go, oh, damn, there's Urban Meyer. A lot of celebrities walk around, but you can't really. Everybody's got the hats on and everything, and you have to get real close to figure out who somebody is on there. Everybody very nice and professional, just what they say. It's like a machine that you get in there. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy to see you, saying hello. They talk to you when you talk to them, and it's just
the
food's
special.
Great. Yeah. Oh, it is a special place. And the women. Look, there's a reason they don't let you bring
those little sundresses.
Yeah. The cameras permission is not for interrupting the golfers.
No, you can't.
It's for men walking around following the women. Because I can't tell you how many times I reach for my pocket to take a picture of a girl wearing sundresses and sandals to punish you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And taunt you.
Well, I knew. Believe me. Trust me.
I have never seen so. And they're running around in herds of four or five of them.
It's not fair. It's just not fair.
Mini skirts.
No,
it's just.
I
gotta say,
bingo.
Englishman Tommy Fleetwood had his best finish ever at Augusta, winning over $1 million American dollars. This is good news for local caddy Gray Moore, who stepped in after Tommy's caddy had to do something else at the last minute. Gray Moore is taking home over $83,000 for 1 week's work.
Outstanding. Good for him. And that little Tommy kid's a pretty cool. He's one of the long hair, kind of a little guy.
Him.
He can really play, though, too. He's a cool little golfer. I like him.
Ted Scott is Scheffler's caddy. Guess how much money Ted Scott has earned over the last 9 tournaments this year?
As a caddy, it's normally, 10% of the caddy? Well, probably $1 million.
Higher.
$1,200,000.
Higher.
$1,742,000.
Higher.
$2,300,000.
Higher.
$3.4 million.
Higher.
$4.1 million.
Higher.
I'm not just freaking ridiculous. The caddy?
$15 million.
Holy crap! Does he get he must get a chunk of the endorsements or something. That's not. There's no way he gets that money. That's not true. I mean, Scottie Scheffler didn't make $15 million in the last
five tournaments. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just passing this information on.
That's nonsense. That's not right.
Invent it myself.
He gave him all his winnings every time he gave all his money to the caddy. Every time he gave all. Honey, I'm sorry. I gave all the money to the caddy. We're going to have to, you know, get that trailer. My God. What do you, $15 million? My ass. For the caddy? Please.
We'll get our staff to work on the numbers and see what we can come up with there. Staff. You want to talk nonsense? The Hawks lost yesterday 157-115 in Indiana. 157-115.
Lord.
DeJounte Murray had 32 points. Former Braves closer Kenley Jansen not happy with his balls.
Yeah.
The balls he uses to ply his trade. Says if you're playing in the cold weather, windy, and you get pearl balls out there that's not been rubbed well, I don't know where the ball's going. Well, despite slippery balls, Jansen has tied John Franco for fifth place all time with his 424th save over the weekend. So,
wow.
The most famous white Bronco in the history of police chases, I'm not talking John Elway, is expected to hit the market with a price tag of at least $1.5 million. It was driven and originally owned by Al Cowlings. The former agent of O.J. Michael Gilbert owns the Bronco, along with a couple other people. And here's what that Bronco has been up to. Cowlings sold it to Gilbert and two friends after killing a deal to sell it for $75,000. He was going to sell it to a person who was going to take tourists around for rides in it along the police chase route.
Yeah, cool.
There the Bronco was parked in an L.A. condo garage for 17 years, then transported to the Luxor in Las Vegas to open a sports museum, and then Gilbert took it back. So guess where it is right now, where it's been?
I think I heard him talking this morning. Some little teeny town in upper state New York or something, or some museum or something. I don't know.
No. Gilbert's wife wanted it gone, so the Bronco was loaned to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's been there since 2016.
Yeah, I know, it's some little teeny little something, right? And again, the famous white Bronco was not OJ's. It was Al Cowling owned that car. That was his car, not OJ's car.
That's true. And in 2017, the Bronco was on Pawn Stars, and the star Rick Harrison was thinking about $1.3 million but decided not to buy it.
Boy, I think I would have. I'll bet it'll get at least that. Somebody will pay $2-4 million for that. Are you kidding?
OJ's
Bronco?
Like on this date, 1972, Reggie Jackson sported a mustache. The A's beat the Twins. Jackson, the first major leaguer to have facial hair since Frenchy Bordagaray in 1936.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you say that again? Reggie Jackson?
For the first man on a major league field to have facial hair since 1936. He did it in 72.
That can't be true. Nobody that's nonsense. My God, man. What are you trying to fake the Kimmer?
Are you accusing me of just making it up as
you're
I go along?
You're making it up. That guy had mustaches before 1972. I remember the handlebar mustaches of the people who used to, the old Cooperstown people.
But they didn't do it after 1936?
Well,
they didn't
I'll
do
be
it?
Da- I can't believe it. That's unbelievable to me.
I'm telling you, Rod, I would not make up two things in one sportscast.
Wow.
Maybe one.
So in other words, so all the teams banned, or they just didn't do it, or all the teams banned facial hair?
Yeah,
they
banned it.
And then somebody decided we're going to do it anyway, or was there actually a rule saying you can do it?
Charlie O'Finley said it was okay for the
A's.
And
Raleigh Fingers
crazy?
And the handlebar mustache craze and all that stuff.
All of those
guys. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Finally, Nate's joke of the day. You ready?
Oh, here we go. Nate.
The mother says to Johnny, or actually, Johnny said to his mom, I'm going out to play football. Yeah. Mom says, with your brand new shirt? No, with the kids next door.
Oh, hey, hi-oh, ho. It's like the lady meets her friend and she says, oh, my son, I met my son at my friend flew in for his birthday party. And the other girl says, oh, did you meet him at the airport? She says, no, I've known him for years.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.